Worf adjusts a silver sash in front of the mirror in his quarters.
Enter! Enter!
Worf, they're going to be here any minute.
I'm having problems.
If I didn't know you better, I'd say that you were procrastinating.
Klingons do not procrastinate. It is a tactical delay.
You have to spend about 5 minutes greeting the Yarns when they get here and maybe an hour making small talk at this reception. I'm the one who has to escort them around the ship for the next 3 days.
I do not enjoy these diplomatic situations.
It's all part of being in Starfleet. There.
Petulantly, Worf makes a final adjustment.
I do not see why it is necessary to wear these ridiculous uniforms.
Protocol.
They look like dresses.
That is an incredibly outmoded and sexist attitude. Surprised at you. Besides, you look good in a dress.
Worf does a double take into the mirror before following Riker to the shuttle bay to join Picard and Deanna.
What's keeping them? Ah, you're just in time. They're about to disembark.
Three gray-suited diplomats emerge from the shuttle.
Ambassador Loquel, Ambassador Byleth, I'm Captain Picard. Welcome on board the Enterprise.
It is our pleasure to be here, Captain.
It is an honor to be the site of the first cultural exchange between the Iyaran people and the Federation.
Yes, the next 7 days should prove most illuminating.
Allow me to introduce Vovall. He'll be taking you back to our homeworld.
How do you do? I am looking forward very much to meeting with the Premier of Iyar. There will be a reception held in your honor when you will meet the rest of my senior staff. I, of course, shall be on my way to your homeworld. But I shall be leaving you in the safe hands of my most experienced officers. Lieutenant Worf of the Klingon Empire is my head of security. He will be in charge of your safety while you're on board. Counselor Deanna Troy of the planet Beta Zed will be your personal liaison officer, Ambassador Loquel.
Ambassador, it's an honor to meet you. Would you like to see your quarters before we attend the reception?
Please.
Ambassador Byleth, this is Commander William Riker, my first officer from the planet Earth. He has been assigned to you.
Byleth walks slowly over to Worf.
I want this one.
Well, Commander Riker is a skilled diplomat with wide experience in interspecies contact.
I'm sure, but I have decided I want this Lieutenant Worf.
Well, that will be just fine. Mr. Worf?
Yes. Yes, Ambassador, it would be my pleasure
to... Yes, enough of that. Show me to my quarters.
This way.
Good luck.
Picard and Vovall board the shuttle. British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek: The Next Generation, created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled Liaisons, voiced by Glenn MacCready. A comet, its tail glowing red and blue in the star's light, flashes past, revealing a rocky moon orbiting a ringed planet. The Federation starship Enterprise journeys into the wild beauty of the unknown. Streaming flat plains of swirling gases ring an enormous glowing orb in a distant galaxy.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Starring Patrick Stewart as Captain Jean-Luc Picard, Jonathan Frakes as Commander William Riker, LeVar Burton as Lieutenant Commander Geordi LaForge, Michael Dorn as Lieutenant Worf, Gates McFadden as Dr. Beverly Crusher, Marina Sirtis as Counselor Deanna Troy, and Brent Spiner as Lieutenant Commander Data. The United Federation of Planets was created to form alliances between species, and the pooling of knowledge and desire to learn pushed the boundaries of our own existence in an effort to discover more. The engines of the Enterprise power up, explosive fusion builds to warp power, and the Enterprise lunges forward in a flash of blue and white light. A welcoming reception is in full swing aboard the Enterprise in 10 forward.
So first thing tomorrow, I thought I'd take you on a tour of the operational centers and residential decks of the ship. And then we could spend some time discussing the cultural underpinnings of your society.
Are you going to eat?
Excuse me?
You have no food on your plate. Are you going to eat?
Actually, I was waiting till we got to the desserts.
Desserts? What is this?
It's something we eat after the main course. It's usually very sweet. It's usually very bad for you. We eat it purely for pleasure. If you ask me, it's the best part of any meal.
My people eat only for nourishment.
Oh, well, let me introduce you to some of my favorites. This is peach cobbler with whipped cream, Tavorkian powder cake, and this is my favorite, Katerian chocolate puff. I don't know exactly what's inside, but I think it's made with 17 varieties of chocolate.
She pops a forkful into his mouth.
That is...
Delicious?
Delicious.
Ambassador, I think we're going to get along very well, shall we?
Before he follows her, he turns back and grabs the giant plate of cakes and takes it with him. On Worf's table are Byleth and Beverly.
This is unacceptable.
I am sorry you do not care for
our... Bring me new food. I require a higher protein and enzymatic content.
Ambassador.
Yes.
It's the custom usually in a situation like this for us to serve ourselves. It's called a buffet.
Bring me new food.
Ambassador.
Doctor, it is all right. I am happy to bring more food.
With a supreme display of self-control, Worf goes over to the buffet and vents his anger on a joint of meat.
How is your diplomatic assignment progressing?
Fine.
I have heard that in moments of diplomatic tension, it is often helpful to find elements of commonality.
Master Byleth is demanding, temperamental, and rude.
You share all of those qualities in abundance. Perhaps you should try to build on your similarities.
Worf glares after Data balefully and pointedly raises the carving knife and studies it. Picard is aboard the shuttle piloted by a taciturn Vauval.
So, I understand that your homeworld has some of the most spectacular crystal formations in this sector.
Is there any place in particular that you would recommend I visit while I'm there?
No.
Well, what's our ETA?
17 hours, 32 minutes.
Picard rolls his eyes and sighs.
I think I'll go update my itinerary.
The whole ship is jolted violently.
What happened? There's been a system-wide power failure. What's the cause? We have entered an energy disruption field. Do not recognize the configuration. Attitude control is failing.
There is an M-class planet in this system. Can we reach it?
We'll try.
Inertial dampeners are offline. Life support is failing.
The shuttle swoops down toward a vast blue planet.
Entering the planet's atmosphere. Velocity dropping.
Thermal shields at full power.
Prepare for impact.
The ship has come down on a forbidding landscape of jagged rocks over which a ferociously stormy sky constantly unleashes bolts of lightning. Picard and Vauval are unconscious on the floor of the ship. Slowly, Picard regains consciousness.
Vauval.
Picard removes his tunic and folds it into a pillow which he carefully tucks under Vaval's head.
Vaval, try not to move. You may have a concussion.
He goes to the buzzing control panel.
Picard to Enterprise. Picard to Enterprise, do you read me?
Too much interference.
He takes a tricorder from his case.
There's a structure of some kind and some energy readings about 2 kilometers south of here.
Vaval. I'm gonna try and get help. Do you understand? Now, try to stay conscious and don't leave the shuttle. There's some kind of plasma energy out on the surface. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Studying the tricorder's energy readings, Picard slowly allows himself to be led in their direction. Some plasma bolts just miss him. More of this raw electrical energy ricochets from some rocks up ahead and knocks Picard to the ground unconscious. A shadowy figure drags him away. Back on the Enterprise, Worf is with Byleth.
The engineering section encompasses 12 decks of the secondary hull. Deck 42 contains the antimatter storage facility. Deck
36... What is the mass flow rate of the antimatter replenishment stream to the containment pods?
Excuse...
The antimatter replenishment rate, what is it?
I am not certain of
perhaps
the exact
somebody
rate
here
there
who
was...
does know the answer. You!
He advances on Geordi LaForge.
Are you smarter than this one? Why do you ask? Never mind. I wish to see the Boussard collectors. Take me to them.
This way.
Geordi smirks at Worf's long-suffering expression as they leave.
This deck is devoted mainly to stellar cartography, biological research, and astrophysics. We have over 1,000 people on
board. Are you sure you don't want some of this papaya juice?
No, thank you. I'm still recovering from all those desserts last night.
Are you sure? It is very delicious.
I'm sure.
Please. Please, you've been so kind. Please.
Reluctantly, she takes a minute sip.
Yum. Next, we're going to Deck 8, which is really interesting because it's not really finished. It's sort of a multi-purpose deck. Sometimes when we need an extra lab or... Ambassador?
He has disappeared after a mother and her child. Deanna finds him round a corner.
What is this?
It's a child.
Child?
Children are our offspring. They're our young. They grow into adults over a period of many years. They grow into beings like us.
Offspring!
Ambassador, I'm curious, how does your species procreate?
Post-cellular compounding. We emerge from the natal pod, fully grown.
I see.
Do you have a name?
Eric.
Eric? Do you like dessert?
Eric nods.
May I give Eric some dessert?
Mum nods too.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. Come on, Eric.
Picard slowly comes round on a comfortable bed beside a warm fire in the middle of a darkened room. It's painful when he tries to sit up, and he notices a small circular metal device attached to the side of his stomach. It's blinking, and it sparks when he tries to touch it. Beyond the fire, he can just make out someone's outline.
Is there someone there?
It's a woman.
Who's there?
She gets up and moves round to him.
What do you want? Who are you?
Pushes him back onto the bed by his shoulders.
Who are you?
She touches her fingers to his lips.
Shh. Now, wait! Stop. There was someone else on the shuttlecraft with me. The pilot, he's injured. He needs your help.
He's dead.
Alone, Picard lies back painfully on the bed. He seems to be in the wreckage of another crashed ship, and sometime later the woman is scrutinizing him from across the room once again.
Hello.
He notices some food has been left by his bedside.
It smells good. Thank you.
He's managed to sit himself up and starts his bowl of soup.
This is a Turalian cargo freighter, isn't it?
She nods.
Is this your ship? You one of the crew?
No. I was a passenger. We crashed.
How many people survived? Were you the only one?
She nods again.
Well, you're certainly not a Turalian. Unless you've lost two of your arms.
She smiles.
What's your name? I'm Jean-Luc Picard. I'm a Starfleet officer.
Anna.
Anna? Are there other people on this planet?
She shakes her head.
How long have you been here?
I don't know. You can't see the sun from here. I've lost track of all time.
What was the date when you crashed?
Stardate 40812.
7 years.
Years?
Anna, wait a minute.
7 years? I thought one. Maybe two. How could it be seven?
Anna, listen to me. Listen. On the shuttle, there is a lot of equipment that will have survived the crash. We can use it to contact Starfleet. They'll send a ship for us. We can leave.
Leave?
Yes. Both of us. Now, if you will help me to get to the shuttle. Oh!
Don't move. It's bad.
Don't worry, I won't move.
You have 3 broken ribs. The restrictor device will hold the bones in place. Let them...
Let them knit?
It's been so long since I talked to anyone. I used to talk to myself, but then I thought that it might mean I was crazy. So I stopped talking. It'll be a while before you can walk.
And perhaps you could go to the shuttle and bring the equipment back here.
I can do that.
Good. Go into the cockpit. Look for a small comm panel in the instrument array. See if you can remove it. Bring it back here.
Don't move. I'll be back.
Worf, Riker, and Deanna are in the observation lounge.
I'm going to kill him with my bare hands. I will take him by the throat and rip out his esophagus.
Worf!
I have failed in my mission, Commander. I am clearly a bad diplomat. For the sake of the ship and the Federation, I request reassignment.
Denied.
Commander, these Yarans are arrogant, irritating. They cannot be reasoned with.
Ambassador Loquel's quite pleasant. I will admit, though, he's a little unusual.
What have you been able to find out about him so far?
Well, he seems preoccupied with recreation. I spent more time in 10 Forward in the last 2 days than I have in the past 2 months. And he's obsessed with food, especially chocolate.
You must be in heaven.
To be honest, he's testing even my limits.
You see? You see? They are insane!
Worf. You've been very patient with Ambassador Byleth, and that's good. But maybe it's time to let him know that some behavior is unacceptable to us. I think it's all right to suggest limits for the Ambassador.
Ah!
Perhaps we should loosen things up a little bit. Meet in a less official capacity. How about a friendly game of poker?
Deanna smiles, but Worf is not convinced. Meanwhile, Picard slowly, painfully paces the length of the wrecked Turalian ship, clutching his arms to his ribs. When he reaches the door, he tries to open it but can't. Either he's too weak, or it's locked.
You should be in bed.
Hannah, why was this door locked from the outside?
For your protection.
From what?
There are dangerous animals here. Come sit down. Look, I have the comm panel.
Good.
It wasn't easy. I had to force it out of the equipment bay.
If we can boost the output field, I might be able to send a distress signal. Something seems to be wrong with it.
What's the matter?
Well, this transmitter module has been totally destroyed. How could that happen? It looks as though it's been hit by a phaser blast.
I used a phaser to cut it free. Maybe I accidentally damaged it. Well, you can fix it, can't you?
No.
I'm sorry.
Anna, we will get out of here. It's not going to be easy, but we must work together.
I can't believe I did that. That I damaged our only chance. I've waited for so long. At first, I had hoped that I would be rescued. I kept setting up microfusion flares and looking up at the sky and waiting for someone to come and take me away. But it never happened. There's a precipice near here. I used to go there and I'd stare down at the gorge and I'd think, I can just step over the edge and end it all. And then I realized that it was the hope that was driving me crazy, that I had to accept I would never get out of here.
Anna, no matter how long it takes, we will get out of here.
I knew from the moment I saw you that you were here to save me. I'll do anything you want. Just don't leave me. I don't ever want to be alone again.
She's now kneeling in front of the seated Picard and reaches for his shoulders and kisses him.
I love you.
Picard is stunned, and any previous unease has now greatly magnified. Later...
I found some coltan roots. They're not much to look at, but they taste good.
What are you doing? You're gonna hurt yourself.
No, it's all right. I'm just trying to dislodge this power cell. Nearly got it. There. No, it's all right. The energy relays are corroded, but I think it should be able to hold one more charge. If I can regenerate this, then I may be able to reactivate the shuttlecraft's engines.
Well, I'd say this is cause for celebration. I may still have some Trellian spices around here, and I'll boil up these roots and make us a nice broth.
Ah, that sounds delightful. Mm-hmm.
If we ever do get out of here, will you promise to show me this starship of yours? This Enterprise?
Of course. Anna, would you pass me that tricorder? I'm going to try to repair these energy relays.
I meant what I said before. I do love you.
Anna. I'm very grateful to you for saving my life. And I think that you are a very warm and compassionate woman. And I feel a great sympathy for what you've been through alone here on this planet. But I don't think that you can really be in love with me.
How can you say that? Of course I love you.
No. I'm the first person you've seen in 7 years. I'm bringing you the hope of leaving this place. Don't you think that you could possibly be just a little confused right now?
So, you're not attracted to me?
I think it's a little premature. We hardly know anything about each other.
I understand. And I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable.
Ah. No harm done. It's going to take at least a couple of hours to charge this cell. Then, as soon as it's done, we should get it over to the shuttlecraft immediately. This cell casing is already beginning to break down. Anna, we are going to get out of here.
Sulkily, she prepares dinner while the poker school is underway on the Enterprise and Loquel has his own bowl of chocolates.
Bet is 10. That's to you, Ambassador.
I will see the bet and raise 10.
I'm in for 20.
Worf hastily arranges his cards while being psyched out by Byleth.
I'm in. And I raise 20.
You are bluffing.
Byleth's fingers creep towards two chips, and Worf's eyes widen as Byleth flings them on the table.
Excuse me, Ambassador. Those are my chips.
You are in error. Those chips are mine.
I saw you take two chips from my pile.
You would dare to accuse me of stealing?
Yes.
You are lying because you are losing the game.
I am losing because you have been cheating all along.
Wait a minute. Calm down. Even if I were cheating, how would a plodding animal like you know it?
You are an insulting, pompous fool. And if you were not an ambassador, I would disembowel you right here.
Do not let my title inhibit you, Klingon.
Worf grabs his wrist, then throws the ambassador across the room into a backward somersault. Worf approaches Byleth, who climbs up the doorframe to his feet.
Yes. Good.
Byleth kicks Worf in the chest. Worf blocks a punch and cuffs Byleth in the face, delivers a chop to his stomach. They each parry a punch, so Worf headbutts Byleth to the ground.
Stop! Mr. Worf! That is an order!
Riker grabs Worf's arms from behind.
Wonderful. Very good. Thank you, Lieutenant Worf. I think I understand now that there's a very effective demonstration.
What?
If you'll excuse me, I would like to document this experience.
Byleth leaves Riker, Worf, and Deanna nonplussed. Loquel helpfully offers Deanna a chocolate, which she accepts in a daze. Back in the Turalian wreck, Picard studies the restraining device on his stomach and then regards the unsettling woman who put it there.
This power cell is ready. We should take it over to the shuttle.
No. We can't leave right now.
Why not?
The plasma storms are too strong. It's dangerous. Wait a few hours, then we can go.
We don't have a few hours. I told you, this cell is already beginning to degenerate.
Jean-Luc, it's a difficult journey. The restriction field will make it very hard for you to walk.
I'm feeling very much better. In fact, I don't intend to go on using this any longer.
No! You can't remove it yet. No!
He wrenches the device away.
No pain.
He thumps his rib cage.
It would appear I don't have any broken ribs after all.
Jean-Luc.
What's going on? Are you trying to keep me here?
Please. I love you.
Are you keeping me locked in this freighter? You say that there are wild animals out there, but I haven't heard or seen a single one of them.
Jean-Luc.
What about the comm panel? You said you damaged it when you were cutting it out of the shuttle, did you? You see, I find it hard to believe that you would destroy the one piece of equipment that could get you out of here after 7 years. And what was this really for? To keep me immobilized?
I was afraid. I didn't want you to leave me.
So it was necessary to keep me captive.
I was scared. I wanted you to stay, to love me.
I'm gonna go look for the shuttle myself.
No!
She kisses him.
Anna!
Don't fight me!
Anna, no!
She throws him down.
You should love me now. We're together. We depend on each other. I know more about you. Love me!
She's pinned him down and kisses him again.
Anna, stop!
She stands and moves away.
You don't love me. It's over.
Anna!
Her pendant is left on his chest.
Anna! Anna, when are you going?
He tries to barge the locked door. He studies her pendant briefly before going to find a lever to force the door. Picard steps to the side of the door with his crowbar raised in defense.
Fauvel. I thought you were dead.
Dead?
Yes. There's a woman living here. She told me that she'd been to the shuttle. She said that she saw you dead.
Yes. That is understandable. When my species is injured, our metabolic rate slows until our body can heal itself.
This date could easily be mistaken for death.
I see.
When you did not return to the shuttle, I intended to track you. Surface conditions made it very difficult. So cold. I saw someone running away from here. Was it the woman?
Yes.
Why did she leave the shelter?
She was upset.
Do you think she may harm herself? There's a dangerous precipice near here. She was headed in that direction.
It's possible.
Then we should go find her.
You stay here. Keep warm. I'll go and look for her.
We will go together.
Picard and Vauval near the edge of the precipice.
Anna! Anna!
Captain, this ridge extends for a kilometer in either direction.
We can search it twice as fast if we separate.
Anna! 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 Anna!
Stay away from me.
You don't have to do this. I found Vauval, the shuttle pilot. He's still alive. He can help us get away from here.
I don't care. I'll jump. Unless you promise to love me.
No. No, I won't promise. You have been manipulating me, haven't you?
Jean-Luc, what are you saying?
The necklace. It broke. I saw it in the cargo freighter on the floor by the fire. I left it there. Now it's around your neck. It's whole. How?
Tell me you love me. I must know.
Where's Vauval? Isn't it convenient that he arrived moments after you left? That he insisted that I come here to look for you? That I find you here on the ledge, ready to jump? That's very good timing, don't you think?
Jean-Luc.
You and Vauval working together. He's the only one who could have brought you the necklace.
Tell me about your love, or I'll jump.
Go ahead. Why don't you do it? It's a long way down. Must be 200 meters. You'd die instantly, if that's what you want. But I don't think that it really is.
She touches the necklace and changes into Vauval.
I have failed.
Failed?
Vauval, what is going on?
My name is Ambassador Vauval.
Ambassador?
My mission was to study human intimacy, specifically the concept you call love. In our study of your culture, we did not understand certain concepts, so we sent three representatives to study them, to experience them.
But why did you believe that bringing me here would give you a better understanding of love?
Several years ago, we discovered the remains of the Trellian freighter on this planet. The ship contained logs written by a single survivor, a human woman. That was our first contact with the human culture. The woman lived alone here for 7 years until another human crashed on this planet, a human male.
And the man was injured, and she nursed him back to health, and they fell in love.
In the logs, she described many concepts we found difficult to understand. Pleasure, antagonism, love. These were alien to us. We wished to experience them for ourselves. Ambassador Loquel was sent to experience pleasure. Byleth was sent to experience antagonism. And I was sent to experience love. Was this wrong?
Let me just say that we would not take such a direct approach. Ambassador, I have to tell you that in my culture, what you have done would be considered a crime.
Crime?
Well, we'll talk about it later. For now, I think we should get off this planet. Am I right in assuming that the damage to the shuttle is not as bad as it seems?
That is correct. We can leave at any time.
I think that now will be quite nice.
Back on the Enterprise, Deanna, Loquel, Riker, Worf, and Byleth are together. Worf nurses his shoulder.
You look a little sore.
Lieutenant Worf was kind enough to engage me in 11 hours of holodeck battle exercises.
11 hours?
Yes, I learned a great deal about the concept of antagonism.
It was excruciating.
Consular, these are bioenzymatic supplements my people consume for food. I'm afraid you'll find they are not as delicious as your chocolate.
After the past few days, I could use something a little bland. Goodbye, Ambassador.
Fascinating species.
Indeed.
Picard and Vauval are back.
Thank you, Captain. This has been an enlightening experience.
For me as well, Ambassador.
I am sorry if our diplomatic methods offended you.
No, on the contrary, I found your approach intriguing. We humans tend to take a rather balanced approach towards life. Never too much, never too little. And it's very nice to find a culture that is willing to take an experience to its furthest extreme.
Goodbye, Captain.
Ambassador.
They respectfully part company as the Enterprise continues its extraordinary voyage. The end.